There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Good morning, Greater Lansing. It's August 21st, 2010. A hot, muggy Saturday morning to you. I'm Tom Crawford, my partner Jack Ebling, not across from me so far, but I believe he's on the phone. Is that correct, Scott?
You got it. Hey, Tom, I need an update on what happened the other night with the East Lansing four-way, make that three-way scrimmage.
Three-way scrimmage. It went well. It's hard to evaluate, you know, this early in the year. I mean, they haven't even played a game. So, I mean, it was, they didn't have Detroit Martin Luther King there. Jack, they couldn't come up. So they had three teams and with Waverly and Ionia. But they look good, a lot of depth, and six days away, the start of high school football. You and I have a fervor for high school football. And also, Jack, 2 weeks from today, college football, 22 days from now, the NFL. So it's all coming at us.
Are you ready for the start of college football? You're always ready for the start of college football.
It's my favorite sport. I mean, college basketball, the 1A, 1B kind of thing, you know, and maybe if I was a Spartan fan, college basketball would trump college. They're so close with me. I think they're the two greatest sports. Nothing ever comes close. And we've talked about college football, the whole package, the campus, you know, the excitement building up. And then being brought up in a Big Ten town, as I have, even though it's the team I want to lose every Saturday, there's something magical about being brought up in a college town. And I think a lot of others in the greater Lansing area experience that. And you've lived, you know, since you've been a student, you've been locked down here as well. And you understand it also.
And it's great because there are so many different constituencies around the country. And you think about the NFL, okay, that's great, there are 32 teams. But when you're talking about college football, just think of the major conferences alone, how many fan bases there are. It'd be like if the NFL tripled in size.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And the passion, and we've talked about the SEC passion. The Big Ten's got great passion. We're excited, obviously, the Big Ten getting Nebraska in next week. And there's a lot of talk this week, Jack, about division, the Big Ten divisions, you know, how they're going to break it down. And Michael Rosenberg of the Detroit Free Press can be one of our guests, and he's had his theories on that. In fact, I think he did yesterday in the Free Press. He's going to be on 10:35 today on the Jack and Tom Show. We'll talk high school football, as you led with, at 8:35 with Mick McCabe, who's been covering that great sport for how many years, Jack? You've known Mick for quite a time.
It goes back to the Son of Swami days with the great Hal Schramm. So you're talking about close to 40 years?
Oh, my word. And that's a lot of stories he can tell about some of the legends that are coaching down in the high school ranks, I'm sure, down in the southeast part of Detroit. And he's got a good grasp of what's going on statewide and all those great teams in Grand Rapids that seem to march to Ford Field every year.
What do you think about this divisional setup? What would work?
Well, I mean, the theory about Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State in the same division, Indiana, Purdue, Northwestern, that makes a lot of sense to me in one. And then the others, you know, Penn State, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Yeah, geographically, Penn State, Nebraska, you know, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But same token, some people say, hey, they're late to the party, so let them do the traveling. And the others match up pretty well in terms of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois geographically. So I think it's a great thing. The thing that was a little unsettling to me yesterday on the message boards was the fact this whole theory about Michigan playing Ohio State the mid part of the season. Now, that would be a major, major adjustment for all of us who followed that great rivalry for so many years.
Well, would you rather play Ohio State in the middle of the season and not be in the same division, or would you rather be in the same division and protect that last game of the season?
I've gone back and forth about, and we could talk about that at certain parts of the show, you know, because I flip-flop on that thing. I I'm starting to get more open-minded to things, Jack, as I get older, believe it or not. I mean, the change isn't necessarily bad. I do know that the Texas OU game is a great rivalry right in the middle of the season. At the same token, Michigan State and, you know, Michigan's always, you know, typically it's been, not always, but traditionally it's been the second Saturday in October. The weather's great. The leaves are turning. It's just awesome. Great tailgating. And then you have Ohio State bunched up there with that. That's a lot to ask of the Michigan Wolverines to play those two great rivals.
Do you want to play Michigan State the last game of the season?
No, I don't know. I just that theory was thrown out yesterday, and everything's happening so fast, although I do think they want to nail this thing down a year out and promote the hell out of it like the Big Ten wants to do with that title game. And you got to get down to business. There's a lot of, you know, futuristic planning here. So I think we're going to hear about this division thing in the next several weeks.
What's wrong with having Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana, and Purdue in the East? Don't be geographically challenged. Just add Nebraska to the West.
That would work. You know, I mean, I'm not so tied up into the divisions as I am of sustaining certain games. And for me, it's two games. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for the little brown jug. I know that was a big game in the 40s, and I know the tradition of, and that's good. But we've gone a couple of years where we don't, where we don't have the, you know, someone gets to keep the jug because the other one won it, and you know they have a couple of idle years. And how you doing, Jack? What a pretty face in front of me right now, Jack Evelyn. Just swung in from his car.
Well, you're easily impressed.
Yeah. So anyway, my theory is, you know, just give me Michigan State and Ohio State, and I'm good.
That's all you need. Two games.
As far as from a Michigan perspective, that you got to play every year. I want them to play 9 games. That's for sure in the regular season. 3 non-conference, and you have a title game, and we're good. We're getting good here.
Now, a lot of coaches don't want that. 9 games.
Why would that be?
Because they want to play another cupcake.
Yeah, Bill Lynch wants to play his 4 cupcakes so he can do his traditional 4-0 bit before they go into the tank. I'm talking about Indiana here.
So Bill Lynch doesn't like it. There are other people who don't like it. John Cooper doesn't like it.
John Cooper?
John Cooper doesn't like it, right? Jim Tressel doesn't like it. A lot of people don't like it. There's a reason for that.
Uh-huh.
They want to have those gates.
Yeah.
They want to have 8 home games. You're not going to have 8 home games every year if you play 9 conference games. You can't.
What's wrong with 7 home games?
Money.
Yeah, but that's
money.
Ridiculous. I mean,
would you rather play 9 conference games and pay an extra $5 for every ticket?
As a fan, I'd rather have 7 home games than 8 because of the ridiculous pricing that I'm paying right now.
So you'd rather have fewer home games?
Absolutely. You can see them on TV. I don't need a plethora of home games. That's a bigger commitment.
Do you know how many home games Notre Dame has this year?
I have no idea.
9.
You are kidding me.
9
home games?
Yep.
That can't be
6
right.
In a row.
Oh, my. Well, when you don't have conference obligations, you're allowed to do that.
Holy. Boston College, Michigan State, USC. Those are their road games.
That's got to be a first time in college football. I remember one time Georgia Tech had 8 home games out of 11. That was probably like 15 years ago. But, I mean, that's the only time I ever heard of that. So this is the second time. That's crazy. That's not fair.
A lot of schools are saying that's the way to go. Wish we could do it.
Yeah, because they want the gate. It's all about money.
It's all about money.
I'm tired of this phrase, it's all about money.
You know why?
When's that ever get? Because it is all about money.
Because it's all about money.
Can't balance budgets and anything these days.
That's exactly what it is. And if you were an athletic director and you had to run a program, Ohio State's got 36 sports. 36 sports.
Well, that's by choice.
That's by choice.
You know,
now,
Stanford's got 36. Michigan's got 25.
You know, the SEC schools? I don't have that.
They have probably 18.
16 or 18?
Yeah.
36
that's
sports.
That's good. Good for them.
You put Mississippi and Mississippi State together, and you wouldn't have 36 sports. That's the way it goes.
Boy, when they row against each other, you know, throw out the records. No, I just, you know, the 9 conference games is that's what I want, and I definitely would rather have 7 home games. That's a big obligation for people.
The Big Ten's tried 9 conference games before.
It did back in the late 70s.
early 80s. And that's when they had a 10-team league.
Why'd they go away from it?
They did it for a couple of years. Illinois is the only Big Ten team, by the way, that's ever gone 9-0.
Jack Trudeau was coach in 1980.
Mike White was the coach.
1983.
Correct.
16-6 over the Wolverines. Remember that one?
You can still see David Williams running through the second there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember David Williams. Yeah, that was on CBS, by the way. I was looking down in Houston.
That was a very rare Illinois home win over Michigan. Very rare.
And they pointed to it for a long time.
Illinois got Michigan once or twice in Ann Arbor. Remember Rocky Harvey?
Oh, yeah. But, that was 99. Flying through the end zone. Looked like a cartoon.
Rocky the Flying Squirrel. But to get them in Champaign, that just didn't happen. Very often.
There's been some tight games at Champaign, I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was last year.
Well, this series will get tight again. I mean, I think Michigan will start to make it competitive.
Well, how about Ron Zook? He's on the hook.
Yeah. Now, who's going to have his job longer? Scott, who do you think is going to be at his current place of employment longer? Ron Zook or Rich Rodriguez?
Well,
time to exactly what
I would say. I'd say it's a tie. They both lose their jobs this year.
It's got to be because neither one's going to be fired mid-season.
Okay.
And that'd be the only way because they're both going to be gone at the end of the year.
But technically, unless
they're... He said that with so much authority.
Unless they're fired at the exact same nanosecond. One of them will get fired.
No, one
first.
Will get fired on a Monday morning. One will be fired on a Monday afternoon. It's a 9 o'clock presser, a 1 o'clock presser.
I love it how our ultimate Michigan fan has already fired his coach before the first kickoff of the season.
November 29th. Bruce Mottey and Dave Abloh might as well pull the mock-up of the release together.
It's going to be Michigan first. Rich Rod's gone first because their presser will be Eastern time as opposed to Central time.
Yeah, November 29th, about 10-ish, 10 o'clock. They'll be there over at the University of Michigan Union. That's where I'll take
would place. Michigan pull the trigger on Rich Rod before the Ohio State game?
Why would you do that when you really think about it? The Earl Bruce thing? And they could all
it
come
worked.
Out with Rich Rod headbands and stuff
it
like
worked
that. Like
for Earl Bruce, right?
Yeah, like Spielman did and all those cats.
Yeah. Did they win that game?
They did win that game.
There you go. That's why you do it.
Carlos Snow. And
Coach is going to be gone anyway. Why not fire him with a week to go in the season?
But you don't replace him. I mean, you say this is your last game. You do it on Monday.
Right.
So I already got his firing date down and the official presser.
All right, what time in the day? We're gonna come down to the exact minute.
Why don't we get a raffle or some kind of competition?
That's what I mean. We could do that. You don't think you'd see that in Ann Arbor, do you? You don't think WTKA would have an exact minute of firing for the coach?
Because Michigan would pull their plug just like that.
We're not talking about pulling the plug on the coach. We're not pulling the plug on the radio station.
Yeah,
right?
They pull the plug on the radio station.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do, Jack.
A lot of special
guests.
Why
don't you cover our slate for us?
Well, Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network is going to join us, and they did their show on Michigan Thursday night, Michigan State last night.
I watched it.
Three to go.
I thought the Big Ten Network went out on me on my cable. Did it go out on yours?
No, it was fine on me.
Must be
what time?
11:30 on the replay version.
What were you doing up so late?
I don't know. I couldn't sleep.
Oh, okay. Michael Rosenberg, you mentioned. Fred Heumann, WLNS.
I love Fred Heumann.
Six Sports is going to
join
us.
Best damn sportscaster in Greater Lansing.
And Mick McCabe and you. Give us a call, 393-3700, 393-3700. Also, you can listen live or you can hear podcast segments of any of today's show or past shows. If you'd like to go back and listen to any of our former guests, including some of the coaches we've had on this summer, you can do that at 1320WILS.com. We'll be right back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, The Jack and Tom Show on 1320WILS.